Priests at a temple would fulfill the religious needs of a community, and on a more mundane level, weavers, often women, made clothing, and launderers washed it. Most important for us, scribes created records of these and other aspects of Mesopotamian life and politics. Archaeological evidence of all of these aspects of city life will be essential as we study the history of Mesopotamia throughout the course. As the idea of the city evolved and spread, it required certain forms of technology to sustain it. In Mesopotamia, a critical feature of the city was irrigation canals to water the farms and the agricultural fields that surrounded and fed the city. These canals were not ditches dug by one or even a few individuals, but by many people. Communal labor and cooperation on this scale required some form of organization. So by looking at the irrigation canals that created the agriculture supporting the cities, we can begin to discuss the social organization within these cities. In Mesopotamian thought, cities were founded and protected by the gods, and it is not surprising that the earliest monumental structures created in cities were temples. These too were civic projects in which most of, if not all of the population, joined together to build the home of the god. Temples were a central feature of every city. They were restored and expanded by rulers. They were visited by worshippers and by tourists. We will see that the role of religion played an important part in the social order of the city and of Mesopotamian life in general. One of the masterpieces of the Iraq Museum was the Uruk vase, a 3-foot-tall alabaster vase dating to the 4th millennium BC. On the vase, we see 4 registers or rows carved with figures that represent the social hierarchy. In fact, the community as a whole can be seen to be represented on the Uruk vase. The lowest register shows a river flowing around the bottom of the vase, which reminds us of the importance of rivers to Mesopotamian culture. In fact, the river provides the resources necessary for all of the images that we see above on the Uruk vase. In the second register from the bottom, we see a procession of domesticated animals, sheep and goats, which were the economic base of Mesopotamian culture. They were important not for meat, but for the wool and hair that they provided, which could be woven into textiles. In future centuries, we will learn that cloth production was a major commodity in the economy of the region. The top 2 registers show human figures engaged in 2 activities that will occupy much of our attention in the next few lectures. In the 3rd register, a row of nude male figures carry baskets and jars of food that they have presumably cultivated and harvested. One of the reasons that civilization appeared so early in Mesopotamia is the amazing fertility of the land in this region. The purpose of the gifts of food is seen in the top register, where there are more offerings brought to a female figure, probably the patron goddess of Uruk, Inanna. In addition, there is one clothed male figure wearing a long skirt. This part of the vase was damaged long ago, and it shows either a priest or a ruler who oversees the presentation of the gifts to the goddess. We begin to understand some of the essential elements of the early civilization in Mesopotamia by examining this vase, and this helps explain why it was thought to be one of the major losses after the museum was damaged. The Uruk vase has been recovered in pieces and is currently undergoing conservation before it is put on display again. The political control of and rule over cities is another critical aspect of urbanization and complex society in general, and we will spend quite a bit of time analyzing the changing role and representation of rulers in both texts and art. We will look at texts that compare kings to shepherds who protect, or strong warriors who defend, and judges who ensure justice for all of their people. This last quality of a ruler, his sense of justice, does not mean that he distributed equal treatment for the rich and the poor, but rather that he gave them fair treatment according to their status. The poor man receives less compensation for a robbery than a wealthy man, but he does receive some recompense under this understanding of law. Sargon of Akkad, who ruled from 2334 to 2279 BC, exemplifies a strong and successful ruler. A life-size copper head, either showing Sargon or one of his immediate successors, was displayed in the Iraq Museum.